This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1914. Make business English work out with this phrasal verb.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection, with your American host, Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz, and Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, coming to you from Arizona and Colorado, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. When your colleague has something going on at work that matters, you should ask them about it. Today, find out how to use the magical phrasal verb work out to check in with your colleague and even transition the conversation into your social life. Listen in today. This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Hey there, Aubrey. How's everything going today?
I'm great. How are you, Lindsay?
I'm awesome. I'm feeling great today.
Yes, I am so excited about our new podcast, Business English Podcast from All Ears English. How's it working out, by the way?
It's working out great, Aubrey, because the point is, you know, we publish so much here on All Ears English, which is fantastic. But sometimes I know our listeners who are super focused on their careers, they want a show just for business English, and that's what we're giving them. So guys, if you haven't found our new Business English podcast from All Ears English, Aubrey, how can they find it?
Yes, you need to search All Ears English in the search bar wherever you listen to podcasts. And all three of our podcasts will show up. Look for Business English and make sure that you follow it, especially if you work in English or will at some time in the future, so that you have all those episodes in one place.
Yes, good stuff. So today I'm excited because we are answering a student question. I love it when we bring our student, our listener questions in on the episodes.
Yes, and you guys will notice that I asked Lindsay, how's that working out? Which is a very native, natural way to say, is it working? Is it successful? And that is the phrasal verb that we're focusing on today. So let's read this question and dive in. This is a really good one.
All right, here we go. So our listener, what is this listener's name? Do we have their name? No.
Oh, unfortunately, it was a listener on WeChat in China.
Oh, fantastic.
And we get these great comments and questions, but unfortunately, you guys don't always leave your name. So shout out to this Chinese listener.
Shout out to this
the name.
All right, good stuff. So he or she says, can you girls explain how to use the phrase work out? I heard others say this phrase in different situations, and I was wondering how to use this phrase correctly. Thanks in advance, Chinese listener on WeChat. All right.
Oh, guys, this is so fascinating because as soon as I started, I know a lot of them, but I thought, oh, there are quite a few. And I did a bit of a deep dive. There are so many phrasal verbs just for work out, or there's so many meanings for that one phrasal verb, right?
Oh, we love this. As native speakers, we love this phrasal verb. There's so much we can do with it. We can be sarcastic. We can be straightforward. Yes. We can be professional, right, Aubrey? So what are we focusing on today when it comes to this one?
Yes, we are going to focus in on the meaning that means be successful. There are lots of meanings for this phrasal verb. You've definitely heard it used to mean to exercise, to make calculations. But today we're talking about one meaning, which is to have success.
Yes. And that's why it really applies in the business world, because we often are, we want to check in with our colleagues on how something is going, right?
Yes, so you exactly.
guys are, yeah. Mm-hmm.
If you know they've set a goal or they yes. just did a presentation, this is such a great way to connect to ask them how it worked out.
Yeah, I love it. So let's go into it, Aubrey.
Yes. So first we use this three different ways, this phrasal mm-hmm. for the meaning of being successful. And the first is to make predictions. So for example, you might ask, ooh, do you think it'll work out?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Or how do you think that's going to work out? Right?
Exactly. And then the answer might be, it'll all work out, or I think it'll all work out.
That sounds really natural. It'll all work out. It'll mm-hmm. all work out, right? That's quite a pronunciation wise, that could be a little confusing for our listeners.
True. Right? Really, it's it will. It mm-hmm. will all work out, but we always squish these together in that contraction. It'll yes. all work out.
Yes, I love it. What else, Aubrey?
And then you'll definitely hear also that'll instead of that will work out, right? Mm-hmm. Do you think that'll work out? Oh yeah, that'll work out.
Yes, I love it. So good. That'll work out. Or do you think it's gonna work out? Mm-hmm. I use gonna all the time, and I actually type it in text messages too. Sometimes I wonder, should I type this in a text message, even to friends? It seems kind of weird, right? But I do. And it's just natural. It's what I want to say to sound yes. friendly. Yeah.
Right. I probably wouldn't put it in a business email,
especially
if it's not a coworker you know very well,
sure.
maybe a new client, but mm-hmm. we say it all the time.
Yep.
Even to a new client, I would still be like, you know, are you going to come to happy hour?
Yeah.
Right? And it's just faster.
Yeah. Yeah. And maybe we should come back to another episode on that, you know, going to definitely. When should you use gonna? When should you not? When should you write it? When should you not? But here's the phrase with work out, guys. I think it's going to work out, or I don't think it's going to work out. Now, yeah. could this be to talk about relationships?
We use it a lot that way, right? If someone's yeah. just starting a relationship, you might ask someone, you think it's going to work out? And they say, I don't think that's going to work out.
Or they say, not a match, not a match. That's
not
the big phrase
match.
Now.
Yes. Right. Okay. So the second meaning is discussing results, right? So this is where if someone has done a presentation, you might want to ask them how it went. You'd say, how'd that work out? Or how'd it work out?
Yeah. How'd that work out? Or, and I would respond by saying what?
Yeah. Either. Yeah. It worked out or it didn't, right? Ooh, it didn't really work out.
And I love how we, you know, we as native speakers like to say really, right? It didn't really work out. Mm-hmm. We add that really in all the time to feel natural. I don't know, just to add kind of a filler word, I guess.
Yes. And it sort of takes the sting out of something. Instead of saying it didn't work out, I'd be like,
yes.
oh, it didn't really work out.
Yes.
It just feels less harsh.
Yeah, it does. It does for sure. Okay. So we've talked about discussing results, guys, making predictions, write those things down. Now there's a third bucket. What is it, Aubrey?
Yes. It's asking about goals or about something new, like maybe mm-hmm. something, a new purchase. So first of all, you might say, if it's like a goal, you might say, how's not eating sugar working out? Or yeah. how's reading every day working out, right? Someone has told you a goal they've made and you're going to say, how's blank working out, to ask them about that goal.
Yeah. And then there's kind of a more skeptical side of this, just as a bonus for our listeners, the phrase, how's that working out for you?
Oh,
right?
Yes. Very sarcastic.
What is that? Just as a little asterisk for our listeners, what does that mean when I say that? How's that working out for you? Right? What does
yeah,
that
right?
mean?
It means
where
I've told you something that you know is either destined to fail, or
yeah.
I'm doing something you don't agree with, right?
Yeah.
And you're going to be like, yeah, how's that working out for you? Meaning
right.
like, I know it's not going well. Let's be real here.
Yeah. So that's a little different from what we're sharing now. It's in the mm-hmm. same kind of meaning, but it's putting a layer of skepticism on it, which is, again, supernatural. You'll hear it, but it does mean something different than someone earnestly checking in. You know, how's that going, right? How's
yeah.
that working out?
I think of a good example. I've started getting up at 4 a.m. to work because
oh
I'm awake
gosh.
Anyway, you know, so I'm like, I may as well use this time. Like
wow.
I'll wake up at 4 and can't fall back to sleep. But I feel like
what?
A friend said this to me recently. I was telling her that and she was like, how's that working out for you? Because then she's like,
yeah.
are you going
skeptical.
To sleep at 7 or 8 p.m.? Because
yeah.
there's no way you can stay up late if you're
right.
getting up at 4.
Or maybe she thinks ultimately it'll catch up with you in a couple
yes.
of weeks. You'll crash and it just won't be sustainable. So there is a cool. layer. That is a way to express skepticism. But let's get back to the more earnest ways of expressing this, right?
Yes, for sure. So this also works with new things that you maybe have purchased, like, you know, how's that new car working out? or how's your new boyfriend working out, right? There's all kinds you can add anything here. And then someone would just be like, ooh, it's not really working out. Or yeah, it's working out great.
Yeah. Is there anything we need to know, Aubrey, grammatically speaking, in terms of our grammar when we answer this?
Yes, right. There's something really important here that in order to sound more natural and native, if someone says to you like, how's not eating sugar working out? It is very unnatural to answer, eating sugar is not working out, right? You always want to replace the noun or the gerund or the noun phrase with a demonstrative pronoun. So either this or that, right? You'd always say, ooh, that's not working out. To repeat that noun feels repetitive and very unnatural.
Yeah. And I mean, I think that's generally true across so much of the English language, right? It's too repetitive. If we're repeating the same thing the other person just asked us, we're wasting their time.
Yes. And if you're studying for the IELTS exam, the examiner is listening for this specifically. If you're repeating vocabulary instead of using a pronoun, that would be much more native and natural. That's a skill that you are specifically being tested on.
Oh, that's a good point. Guys, check out our third podcast. We now have three podcasts at Allers English. Crazy. Awesome. IELTS Energy Podcast with Jessica and Aubrey 2 days a week. Good stuff. All right. Anything else about, let's give two more sample sentences for our listeners in this way.
Perfect. Yeah. So I might say like, how's drinking more water working out? Again, like I know someone set the goal of drinking more water. I recently set this goal. So I would like for a friend to kind of give me that, what's that word when you want to be accountable to someone, like an accountability.
Accountability.
Say like, you know, how's not drinking water working out? Are you able to do it?
How's drinking more water working out? Right. Yeah, for sure. No, I love that. Yeah. You have to bring a big jug up to your office and have it sit there all day is the way.
Yes. Right. It has to be very handy. Right.
Handy.
There,
full. And it has to work really well. Yeah. Easy to pour, easy to do. Here's another example. How's that new car working out? Right. So this is, you know, these are standard everyday ways of saying this. Right. But in just a minute, we're going to talk a little bit about business English and how this might fit into our work worlds. Yeah.
Yes.
When it comes to improving your fluency, there is a gap. It's a gap between what you have learned in your textbook and where you need to be in order to start having vibrant conversations with native speakers. Our connection method bridges that gap. Plus, you get to take a 12,000-mile journey around the U.S. by video lesson. Get our special offer on our online course this week only at allearsenglish.com/plan and save up to 20% when you join before midnight on May 5th.
Okay, Aubrey. So in the business world, which I know a lot of our listeners are there, what do we need to know?
Yeah, this is so perfect for talking about anything that can be successful. So we use this a lot in business English. It's such a great way to build relationships. If you know someone has a pretty high stakes interview, meeting, presentation, to ask them ahead of time that prediction, you know, how do you think it's going to work out? Are you ready? Or afterward to ask them how it worked out.
Yeah, you know, there's something about on this show, whether it's in the business world or our daily lives, it's connection. And when your colleague knows that you remember that you had a proposal today or you had that presentation, even if they weren't there and weren't involved, that's super valuable, right? That
that's
you can
so meaningful.
Go to them and check in.
Yes. When someone remembers something that was important to you, it really feels like the relationship is deeper, is more meaningful if they care to remember and are willing to take the time to ask you about it.
You got it. So as you said, Aubrey, anything like proposals, plans, goals, presentations you might have, meetings. Maybe you are doing a salary negotiation and you shared that with a colleague, right? Maybe that, or an interview. You're interviewing at another company.
Yes,
all sorts of things.
You could promotion, right?
Yes.
I would definitely hope that a close colleague or friend would ask me how it went if I had a meeting about something important like that.
I love it. So good. So guys, check in with people using this. We have a role play, Aubrey. Should we do it?
Yes, this is going to be good. So Lindsay and I are coworkers. We're just leaving a meeting that I led. I'll start us out. I wasn't sure how that'd go, but I think it worked out.
Yeah, you did a great job.
Thank you. I'm a bit worried about meeting the annual goals.
I hear you. I think it's going to work out though.
Speaking of goals, how's your goal of running every day working out?
Oof, it's not really working out.
Yeah, if I set that goal, it definitely wouldn't work out. I kind of love this, how as coworkers, we pivot from talking about how the meeting went, how my presentation went, and then say, speaking of goals, how's your goal of running every day working out? This is so native. I do this all the time.
Oh my gosh, it's so normal for native speakers of English to move in and out of topics, and they might come back to the work thing, right? They come, and often they don't even do that transition, speaking of. Sometimes they just go break straight to the other topic, which is, I know, what we want to help you guys with, right? To hang in there, to get to the moment of connection. So let's review what we did here, Aubrey.
Yes. So first, I say, I wasn't sure how it'd go, but I think it worked out. This is very native to say about something you did. It would be, you don't want to brag. You don't want to sound like you're not humble. There are a lot of things you can't really say comfortably, like, I did really well. I think I did a great job. What you can say is, I think it worked out.
Yeah, because there's something about that that's taking the emphasis off of you and more onto the whole endeavor, I guess.
Yep,
or the presentation itself.
It's not braggy. You're not bragging about yourself. You're just saying, yeah, I think it worked out. I think it went well.
I think it's a nice way to be like assertive, but also humble in a way. You know?
Yes,
yeah. Yeah. So let's see, what else did we say here?
And then you said, I said, I'm worried about the annual goals. And you said, I think it's going to work out though. And you definitely could say, I think it'll work out.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I think it'll work out. I think it's going to work out. And then we did the flip to the personal life, right? Speaking of goals, how's your goal of running every day working out?
Yeah, you said, oh, it's not really working out, meaning I'm not really doing it. I'm struggling.
Yeah, it's not happening. Right. And there's something convenient. That's why I love this episode and I love this phrasal verb, because there's something more comfortable and less vulnerable about not saying I'm not doing it.
Exactly. Right. We don't need to beat ourselves up. I'm just saying, no, it's not really working out. Okay.
I'm not going to the gym, everyone. I'm just not doing it. Right. It's not working out. And it could be a little more vague too. Like other things could be going on. Right. Maybe the family is getting in the way.
Right. Exactly. And this is a real skill to not have TMI. Right. You don't need to share that the family's, you don't need to share why you're not doing it always. You can just be like, yeah, it's not working out.
Yeah. And then you said, yeah, if I set that goal, it definitely wouldn't work out. So you're empathizing with me, trying to mirror my difficulties and making
that happen. Which I think is also a real skill to show empathy this way. If someone has set a goal and they let you know it's not working out, especially if it is true, for you to say, oh, same. If I set that goal, it probably wouldn't work out.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. So what's a takeaway? What is the key way we want our listeners to remember today for working out?
Yes, right. This is such a great way to make connections with coworkers, especially at work, but also friends, everyone in your life, to use the phrasal verb workout to discuss success, ask about results of goals, ask about new purchases, right? Mm-hmm. These are all such fun things to talk about and are great ways to build those deeper connections.
Yeah, guys, keep in mind, you know, what your colleagues are doing, what's going on in their workday. Maybe they're on another floor, but you meet them for lunch a couple times a week, right? Make sure they know that you know what's happening in their work lives, and then you could transition into their personal lives right there in that conversation. And this phrasal verb works for it all. It's actually kind of amazing. It's sort of an amazing word.
It is, right? And don't stress out about phrasal verbs. I think there are like 21 phrasal verbs for the verb work. And there are like 6 meanings for work out. So this listener on WeChat that posted this, you've probably seen it used all these different ways. This is really helpful to focus on one way, perfect how you can use the one meaning, then move on to the next one. Don't let yourself get confused.
Yeah, don't get overwhelmed, guys. Good stuff. Super inspiring. Aubrey, thanks for hanging out today to show us, you know, how this phrasal verb works.
Yes,
I think
it
worked out.
It did work out. I think that worked out great.
All right, I'll talk to you very soon. Have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.